You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined virtually today, Wednesday, November 4th, by Pete Boyd, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Hi, Pete.
Good morning. Hello.
And, well, let's start off with the big dumping of rain we just got through. Wow, that was a wet one.
That was. We've had across the panhandle a lot of heavy rainfall. For the Petersburg area, on the November 1st, they got 4.12 inches of rain within 24 hours, and on the 2nd, an additional 1.37 inches of rain.
I think set a couple daily records in there.
I believe they did for that. I don't have those particular numbers right at the fingertips, but it's very close to the records.
Did you see other records fall around Southeast and other spots with that system or the two systems that came through?
With the two systems, we had records in Ketchikan, records near Sitka as well.
Okay. And we had a big slide on the mountainside across from Petersburg. Did you hear reports of any other mudslides or landslides anywhere?
From around the Prince of Wales Island, we had reports of many mudslides and landslides around that area. An unofficial number is upwards of 50 landslides reported over at least the past week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, how did the Petersburg area end up the month of October? I know we started off on the dry side, but we certainly finished up on the wet side of things.
Correct. For the month of October, Petersburg recorded 9.82 inches of rainfall. The actual normal for the month is 15.71 inches, which actually gets it at the 11th driest on a record we have so far. But you are correct that it did start out as very dry, but ended on a bang with more rainfall moving through toward the end of the month.
Okay. So what do we have coming up for the rest of this week?
Well, right now, Petersburg area is under a winter weather advisory. That's going to be starting from 6 p.m. this evening and going to 6 a.m. Thursday. Snow is expected. We're going to be seeing up to 4 inches of snow with some wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. The highest amounts are going to be around the Petersburg area, a little closer to 5 inches, while, say, Wrangell maybe a little lower with 3 inches. It's going to be a very similar situation to some things that hit Juneau, where the actual rain snow line is just going to be over the area. So it's going to be a mixed bag of precipitation.
Okay, so mix here in Petersburg, because it seems like we're right on the border of freezing at the moment.
That's correct. It's going to be a mix of precipitation. And then for the rest of the week, the good news is at least there is going to be a break in the weather. Starting in after the system moves through tonight and into Thursday, so see some clearing, and that's going to last through Thursday night. And then in Friday and into Friday night, another weak system, chance of snow, and looking at a possibility for a dry and sunny Saturday.
Look forward to that. Okay, great. Anything else, Pete?
At this time, keep tuned to the weather. You can either go through NOAA Weather Radio or visit our website at weather.gov/Juneau.
Sounds good. Thanks. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.
Thank you very much.